Hey everyone, welcome to this part one of my series on Forza Motorsport. Now, I know this game has been out for about a month now, but I wanted to wait and see if there were some patches that would fix some accessibility problems. But the worst accessibility problem is not fixed, which I'll talk about here pretty soon, possibly in part two, because the way I want to structure this is in two parts. Part one will kind of be a look at the menus. It probably won't be that long. Part two will be me trying to play, and if I can find someone to help me, part three will be doing a multiplayer race. So I pre-ordered this game. I bought the premium version, so I got access to it on, I believe, October the 5th. And it's pretty good. I'm not very good at driving. I'm still not very good. And I primarily got this to play with other people, which has been a little disappointing that I can't find a whole lot of people to play this with. But let's go ahead and run this. Now, I bought this through the Microsoft Store. And so you can buy it through the store, and you can access it on your PC or Xbox. You can also use cloud gaming. I've heard that is accessible. But I didn't do that because I don't want to pay a subscription. So I'm going to go ahead and run this. And
pick rate 60.
Let me slow down
start window. Search
speech a little bit. Let's run the game.
Forza Motorsport app. Forza Motorsport. Signing in. Checking for updates. Syncing data. Launching game.
So it's going to check for updates and do its thing.
Forza Motorsport.
We'll just wait here.
Thank you for installing Forza Motorsport dialog. Quit button.
Okay, now, this may or may not appear on your computer. This is appearing because if I read the dialog with NVDA key and B.
Thank you for installing Forza Motorsport dialog.
And it's not going to read it. We have to use object navigation.
No objects inside. No next. Thank you for installing Forza Motorsport window.
And, okay, let's go down. So basically, I'm holding down caps lock and shift and pressing the down arrow.
System menu bar contains commands to manipulate. Close button closes
the window. Let's go to the right.
Thank you for installing Forza Motorsport dialog.
And go in here, so I'll go down.
No objects inside. No next. No op. Thank you. System menu. No next. No preview. System sub. No op. No next. No. No. System close button. Thank you. No object. No next. More information button.
Okay, so it's not doing what I thought it would do. If I tab.
Ignore warning button. Quit button. More information button.
There's a thing here.
No preview.
Give me a second.
We're sorry, but it looks no previous.
Okay, so if I use object navigation to read to the right here.
Ignore warning. No previous. We're sorry, but it looks like you may be unable to launch the game due to the following: unsupported CPU detected. Code AP101.
So that's because my processor is not supported. I'm using an i7-6700, which came out in 2015. But you know what? My processor is also unsupported for Windows 11, and it's running just fine. So we're just going to ignore the warning.
Ignore warning button. Forza Motorsport.
And the game will launch. Now, this does take a bit
Forza
of time
Motorsport.
To load. There's the intro. I'm just waiting here.
Attempting to sign in, contacting the Xbox network. Loading player profile.
Checking for updates, this menu, Forza Motorsport.
I think it's just about ready. So
Forza Motorsport. Return play, F accessibility / settings.
Alright. So let me hit A on my controller.
Home, Slannen 9258. Credits 804,650. Level 1. Prestige rank 0. What's new? X button view car. A button select.
Right, so I'm using a USB Xbox controller that I got off of Amazon for like $20. It was cheap. Now, what you heard there, it read my credits, it read the level. I'm not sure why the level is so low, because I've been playing this for a while. But I have a decent amount of credits, and credits can be used to buy cars, which I'll try to get into. I'm not really well versed in that, but you can buy a whole bunch of different cars, and the cars have different stats. So, like I was saying before, this game does take a long time to load. I'm sure if I had a computer that was a bit better and newer, it would probably work just fine, but it works okay. And it's not like I have to have it load instantaneously. So if I use the down arrow on the D-pad,
race.
Let me go actually to the top.
What's new?
This is the what's new section. If I go in here with A.
Welcome center, main menu. A button select, B button main menu.
Now if I go down.
Column 3, Logitech McLaren G Challenge. Enter stage 1 of the Rivals competition. Race in the Logitech McLaren G Challenge for $100,000 plus in cash and prizes. Set your time on Maple Valley in the 2018 McLaren Senna. Top drivers per region advance to the semifinals in February 2024. A button go to Rivals, B button back.
So, this has like some stuff that they're promoting right now, so if I keep going down.
See what's new in the showroom, discover the latest cars and discounts, expand your garage with incredible new cars from the showroom. Save your hard-earned credits and acquire spotlight cars at a limited time discount. A button go to showroom, B button back.
Right, there you can buy cars from the showroom. If I go to the right, okay, it's not doing anything.
Column 2, play the Prestige Tour.
Go left.
Elusive quality. Unmatched performance, these are the dream cars. Race famous British GT Marcus. Experience elite V12 power. Reach maximum velocity in the fastest cars. Discover the rarest boutique builds. \R\R. Play the showcase tour every week and build new spotlight cars obtainable at a limited time discount. Complete all four Prestige Tour series to unlock the 2011 Lamborghini Sesto Elemento. A button go to career, B button back.
Okay, so I think that is for the career mode. A big part of this game is about competing. I am personally not a fan of that. I didn't get this for the competition mode. I got this for primarily for the accessibility and for playing it online with people. But you can go through, there's a competition mode. I think there's like trophies or prizes or something if you go through there. Let's go to the left again.
Column 1, welcome to Forza Motorsport. Helpful resources to get started. This is the Welcome Center. Here you will find live events currently active in Forza Motorsport. A button select, B button back.
If I click on this.
Welcome to Forza Motorsport, October 5th, 2023. Helpful resources to get started, okay. Use right thumbstick horizontal inputs to navigate the following text by chapters. This is the Welcome Center. Here you will find live events currently active in Forza Motorsport. These include featured tours in career mode, spec series, and open series in featured multiplayer, and featured rivals. Live events spotlight new cars obtainable at a discount for a limited time. Be sure to check back often for the latest updates \R\R. If you'd like to make a request for something to be added to the game in the future, please share it with us on the suggestions hub, aka.ms/hub. You can also report any bugs or issues you encounter on the troubleshooting hub, aka.ms/ThursdayB. Your input will help make the game better for everyone \R\R. Stay up to date with Forza Motorsport news and community events on Forza.net.
Join the official Forza forums at aka.ms.
Okay, we're just going
to
stop that.
Welcome to Forza Motorsport. Column 2.
Now,
main menu. A button go to main menu. B button back.
So, a couple things here that I do notice. There's not a key to stop the speech. And to my knowledge, you can't review things by character, word, line, things like that. Again, there are things in here that I would have thought would have been considered, especially since this game has been in development for quite some time. I heard at least 2 years for the accessibility consulting. So there's some things in here that just make me wonder why things weren't addressed. But I guess we can hope that they will be fixed at some point down the road. So this game, to my knowledge, has already gone through 2 versions since it was launched. The current one being released on Tuesday. So that would be Tuesday, October 4th. Or no, not October. I am so sorry. November 14, 2023, which is why I haven't taken the time to post this yet, because I wanted to wait and see what some new versions would bring. So there's a whole bunch of things in here. This is the welcome center. This is not laid out in a list. It's more of a grid, so you have to go down, right, left, up. It just depends.
Message center notifications. A button go to message center. B button back.
Okay, this is the message center. Now, this is where they can post messages. The problem I have is there aren't a whole lot of messages, and the messages that were there seem to go away after a while, which is very strange. So if I hit A...
Patch notes. No messages. B button back. Left bumper previous group. Right bumper next group.
Yeah, like, so here's the section for changes, and the change log list is empty, which is very strange. There is a website which I will link to in the description that gives you the change history, but it's a little strange that it's not listed here. If I go to the left bumper, that's the first thing. If I go to the right bumper,
gift,
that's blank.
Messages, Forza Motorsport, community notice, date received, November 16th, 2023. Use right thumbstick horizontal inputs to navigate the following text by chapters. This week in Forza Motorsport, November 16th. Yas Marina arrives with 4 layouts.
Now if I move the stick right.
This week starts the prestige. Complete all 4 prestige
tours. If I go left.
This week starts the Yas Marina arrives with 4 layouts. Slay them all in time attack and experience the 2020 Koenigsegg.
All right, shut up.
Forza Motorsport, community notice, date received, October 5th, 2023.
And if I go down,
use
there's
right
that message.
Forza Motorsport, so, community notice, date received, November 16th, 2023.
Alright, so...
Welcome Center, main menu.
Alright.
A button select, B button main
so,
menu.
So, there's only 2 messages in there. There were more, so again, I'm not sure why they're taking things out instead of just putting new things in. That is very strange to me. But yeah, so there is a very cool feature of the reader where you can press a button and navigate through chunks of text a bit more quickly. I do wish that you could turn that hint off because it gets really annoying really fast.
Message center feedback tool. A button submit feedback. B button back.
Now if I go to the right twice, we pass the message center and go to the tool to submit feedback. This is not how I would recommend you submit feedback, because it wants you to scan a QR code and you have to have some kind of app on your phone. I don't I don't get that. The best way to submit feedback seems to be on Discord. There is a Discord server for blind players of this game, and you can submit them there. If I go to the right, there's nothing else. Let's go down.
Column, see what's new in the showroom. Logitech McLaren G Challenge. Column 2, okay, play like the Prestige Tour.
Nothing.
All right, elusive quality.
B,
home,
go back.
Slannen 9258. Race.
Now if I go down,
view car, a button select.
The next option is race, which I'll get into in part 2.
Cars.
If I go down again, this is your cars.
Buy cars. X button view car, B button back, A button select.
You can buy cars. I go down.
My cars.
You can look at your cars.
Upgrade and tune.
You can tune your cars. Now, I really haven't looked at this. I'm not too sure what tuning does. I think it changes different characteristics of the cars, like how well they turn, how quickly they accelerate. I haven't really looked at that. I'm not really terribly curious about it, if I'm being completely honest, because again, I'm not super competitive, and that's what this stuff is designed to do. You're supposed to make your cars better, faster, so that you can beat the competition, and I mean that's great, I guess, but that's not really what I care about. I may take a look at that in part 2, but I really haven't looked at it.
Design and paint.
This is not accessible to my knowledge. You can look at your cars. I think you can design them, you can paint them, and that's it. If I go
up my cars
here,
my cars, Slannen 9258, credits 804,650, level 1, prestige rank 0, Acura, car column 1, 2018 Acura number 36 NSX GT3, car level 3, your Acura discount, 0%, 0/5 max level cars. Right bumper next group, view button jump to tap, menu button filter, X button sort, Y button see details, B button back, A button select.
So if I
Audi, car column
go to
two,
the right
2000,
with the D-pad.
Audi, no, Bentley, car column 3, 2017 Bentley Continental Super Sports, car level, 1, your Bentley discount, 0%, 0/5 max level cars. Left bumper previous group, right bumper next group, view button jump to tap.
Let me click on it with
filter,
A.
X button sort, changing car, loading, my cars, 2017, Bentley, Continental Super, design and paint,
down.
Race and free play. Y button toggle card, B button back, A button select.
You can race it in free play.
Design and paint.
Design paint.
Upgrade and tune. Place in car bay.
Tune it.
View car. Sell.
There's a car bay that you can put cars in for some reason. You can view it, which is, I think that just puts up a picture. And you can sell it and get some credits.
Return to my cars.
So that's how that works, basically. If
my
I
cars,
hit B.
Bentley, car column, loading. Cars, Slannen 90, upgrade and tune. My cars, buy cars.
You can buy them.
Buy cars, Slannen 9258, 2013 Aston Martin V12 Vantage S, cost, 89,600, on sale, your Aston Martin discount, 0%, 0/5 max level cars. Right bumper next group, view button jump to tap, menu button filter, X button sort, Y button see details, B button back, A button select.
So I think I hit Y.
Sale, discounted price 89,600, sale ends, 26D, base price, 128,000, drive type, RWD, PI, 640, car class, A, speed, 6.7, braking, 3.3, handling, 3.1, acceleration, 4.6. Right bumper next group, view button jump to tap, menu button filter, X button sort, Y button more details, B button back, A button select.
So that gives you the stats. Let's just show you how you buy these. A.
Changing car, loading, buy cars, 2013, view car, purchase, view car, purchase.
Just buy it.
Customize, manufacturer colors, manufacturer color 1. Left bumper previous group, right bumper next group. B button back, A button select.
Okay, this is not accessible, but you can use the left and right buttons on the D-pad.
Manufacturer color 2. Manufacturer color 3. Manufacturer color 1.
That could probably be fixed. It'd be nice if it would tell you the colors, but that is not what I would call critical. There's at least one critical thing that I would consider. If I hit the D-pad, or if I go to the right with the right trigger.
Normal colors, grayscale, special colors, semi-gloss.
So we'll just
manufacturer colors, color manufacturer one. Color one. By car, your credit's 804,650. Car cost 89,600. Credits remaining 715,050. Sale, discounted price 89,600. Base price 128,000. Buy 2013 Aston Martin V12. Cancel.
Now I go to the right button, with toggle car. The D-pad. I can back. Cancel.
A button select. Buy. Cancel. Buy.
Go back to the left. Buy.
Buying car. Saving. Saving content. Please don't quit the game or turn off your device. Buy car, 2013, Aston Martin, race and free play. Return to buy cars.
And now I can race it.
Design and paint.
Design and paint. If I click on this.
Loading tune and upgrade. Design and paint. Paint car. Create vinyl group. My vinyl groups. My designs.
So I'm going down with the down arrow.
Find designs. Select car.
Again, I don't think this is accessible. Like if I go.
My vinyl. Create vinyl group. Paint car.
Paint car.
Keep it clean. Use right thumbstick horizontal inputs to navigate the following text by chapters. We love seeing our community be creative in livery customization, but be mindful that all designs should be appropriate for players of all ages, otherwise, enforcement action may occur on your account. Learn more about how we preserve and promote a safe, secure, and inclusive experience for all Forza community members at https://www.aka.ms/ForzaCock. Okay.
So if I hit
A button select, A, B button cancel.
Excuse me, if I click on this button to accept the message.
Livery editor, this menu is not narrated. A button select, B button back.
And that is the message that you hear when you encounter parts of the UI that are not narrated. This menu is not narrated. Is not narrated. Again, don't really care. I'm going to just... I will back out of here.
Design and paint. Paint car.
And once again.
Loading. Changing car. Load. Buy cars. Select. View car.
So that's how you
y
do
button,
that.
Toggle
car.
B button back.
Let me go back.
A button select. Buy cars. Slanin 9258.
Back again.
Loading. Home. What's. Race. Cars. Driver. X button view car. A button select.
This is your driver. This is visual. It does kind of tell you what it looks like, so if I go in here.
Driver customization, suit, speed metal crimson, equipped, black racing suit and helmet with red flames pattern. Left bumper previous group, Y button toggle info, B button back, A button select. Slipstream green, dark green racing suit and hat with mint and black accents.
Now if I go down on the D-pad, you can look at the different customization options.
Slipstream tan racing suit and helmet with pink and black accents. Slip, speed metal, gradient teal racing suit with gray and lime accents and helmet of red, lime, and gray.
If you wanted to choose one, you would just click on it, and then that would choose it. So if I hit A, now if I go down and up.
Speed metal, gradient teal, equipped,
now
teal racing, sharp turns green racing suit and helmet with white and gold accents.
So you can do things like that. Let's try going to the right with the D-pad.
Sharp turns red racing suit and helmet with white, gradient black racing suit with gray, sharp turns
see,
gray.
That's like a grid,
cutting,
I think.
Vines red, white racing suit and helmet
now
with
hit
white
the right
and gray
bumper.
Vines. Helmet has accents of mint and red.
Not the right bumper, let's go with left bumper.
Body, wider shoulders, narrower hips. Right bumper next group, B button back, A button select.
And the same thing for the body.
Narrower shoulders, wider hips.
To go to the right with the D-pad.
Wider shoulders,
left.
Narrower hips.
Apparently that's all you can choose. So let me go back. And that's my phone going off. Sorry about that.
Home. Slanin 9. Race. Car. Driver. Media. X button view car. A button select.
Alright. Media I don't think is accessible.
Photo gallery.
That's definitely
X button
not.
View car. Replay gallery.
That's not. You can take pictures and you can look at them, and there's a replay gallery so that you can play your races back. Problem is, that does not include the blind assists, so have fun trying to figure out what's actually happening.
Media.
So if I continue here,
store.
Here's the store.
Store, premium add-ons bundle, owned. The premium add-ons bundle is the best value for our Xbox Game Pass members and a great option for standard and deluxe edition players looking to expand their game. This bundle includes the Race Day Car Pack, Car Pass, 30 cars delivered to your game weekly, one per week, VIP membership, and welcome pack. B button back, A button select.
So I have purchased the premium version, both because I wanted to get the game as soon as I could and because I wanted to support the work done with accessibility. So if I go down here, or let's try to go to the right.
VIP membership, owned. Enhance your Forza Motorsport experience with VIP membership to receive a 2x base credits payout. Collect, build, and race 5 Forza Edition cars reserved only for VIP members. Equip the exclusive VIP driver gear with 5 colorways to choose from, the VIP player card and VIP crown flare, and enjoy additional perks like VIP exclusive rivals events.
If I go to the right.
Welcome pack, owned. Get 5 immediate car unlocks and bonus credits to help you acquire the car of your dreams. The welcome pack has everything you need to begin your career in the modern tour.
And go down.
Race day car pack, owned. Features 8, new to Forza cars built exclusively for the racetrack including high-performance machines. Collect, build, and race these powerful track legends of motorsport.
And go down again. Try left.
Car pass, owned. Expand your Forza Motorsport garage with 30 extra cars at one low price. Car pass delivers 30, new to Forza cars to your game weekly, one per week, for you to collect, build, and race.
To go down, there's nothing.
Premium add-ons bundle, left. Owned. The premium add-ons bundle. VIP car pass, owned. Expand your Forza Motorsport home, settings.
All right.
Exit to desktop.
And then we have the options, and we can go back to the computer and close the game. So I bought everything that's in there. I assume if they release new stuff, you could buy it from there. I think that charges actual money, so be careful. But yeah, so that's the store.
Settings.
Now, let's look at the options. Now, I'm not going to go through them all because there are a lot of them. I will primarily focus on the accessibility features and maybe the driving assists. Although, I guess I could leave the driving assists for part two, maybe. So let's go in here.
Settings, driving assists,
all right,
global assists presets, custom, sets all of the driving assists below to create a driving experience that matches a preferred difficulty level. Left bumper previous group, right bumper next group, Y button reset to default, B button close.
Right, so this is the driver assists category. If I go to the right.
Minimum assists. Light assists. Balanced assists. Moderate assists. Heavy assists. Maximum assists.
You can choose presets. Let's go back to
light. Minimum assists. Light. Minimum assist. Suggested line. Global assists presets. Minimum assists. Sets all of the driving assists below to create a driving experience that matches a preferred difficulty level.
Okay. I didn't want to change that actually. You know what? Let's go through this. I'll try to highlight the ones that would benefit us. So if I go down here.
Suggested line. Braking only. Use right thumbstick horizontal inputs to navigate the following text by chapters. Full. A line appears on the track to indicate the suggested driving line. This line turns blue when it is ideal to accelerate, or red when it would best to slow down. Braking only. A red line appears on the track to indicate where a driver should apply brakes to slow down. Off. Drivers must find their own racing lines and braking zones, which makes driving more challenging.
So, this is visual. I don't know how the racing line is supposed to work. I think it defines the best way to drive on the track without crashing. And from what I can tell, the driving assists and steering assists are supposed to track that, but I really don't, like I said, I'm not well versed on how this stuff works. Like I said, once we get into part two, you'll see that I'm not very good at this, because trying to learn to drive is, well, yeah, not having never driven, and probably not likely that I will in the future, yeah, it seems like it would be kind of difficult to learn, and it definitely is. Let me go down here.
Braking, ABS on. Use right thumbstick horizontal inputs to navigate the following text by chapters. Fully assisted. When a driver approaches a corner, this system automatically applies the proper amount of brakes to get the driver through the turn. In addition, this system applies brakes in certain circumstances to help avoid rear-ending other cars. Note, this can make it more challenging to pass other cars. Partially assisted. When a driver approaches a corner, this system automatically applies the proper amount of brakes to get the driver through the turn. ABS on. When a driver applies the brakes, this system pulses the brakes to ensure that they don't lock up. ABS off. The driver is in full control of the braking force. If the brakes are applied with too much force, they will lock up. As drivers master braking, they will find this option can lead to faster races.
Right, now, I'm not going to have it read these all, or I'm not going to have it read everything, because that would take forever. This is for braking. I have it set to ABS on, because that helps me. That, to my knowledge, keeps the wheel from being locked up when you're putting on the brakes.
Throttle, unassisted. Use right thumbstick horizontal inputs to navigate the following text. Steering, normal. Use right thumbstick horizontal inputs to navigate the following text by chapters.
Normal.
Allow manual steering into pit, off. Use right thumbstick horizontal inputs to navigate the following text by chapters. When using fully or partially assisted steering, reduce the strength of the steering assist when near the pit entrance. On. Allows the player to drive directly into the pit even when using steering assists. Auto. Only allow this in an event with required pit stops or fuel and tire wear enabled. Off. The pit entry assist button must be used to overcome steering assist and enter the pit lane.
Okay, so I have this off. I haven't really looked at the pit too much because, well, and I guess I can talk about it right now. There is, I think when you're playing, you can hit the down arrow on the D-pad to bring up some kind of a telemetry thing, which I assume shows the different key pieces of information, like the speed, your lap number, your current position, your fuel, your tire wear. And the problem is that is not accessible, which this made me quite mad when I first found it out, because I was trying to play this online and I found out that I couldn't, check information quickly. The only way to check the, check your current position in relation to the other players is to pause the game and press Y, which brings up the driver list. Again, because this game has been in development for quite a long time, I'm not sure why this wasn't patched and why this wasn't corrected during development, because I think it's super critical that we have access to the same information that a sighted person has. And to not be able to press buttons like that and quickly obtain the information, I think, is quite bad. And I tried to get a refund for this game because I got very upset. That didn't work. And people called me entitled, which I think is going a bit too far. because I definitely do appreciate the work that has been done to make this playable, but I don't consider it entitlement to want capabilities that should have been there from the beginning. Like I said, I hope this does come, and I hope it comes soon, because it would be nice to have access to the same glanceable information that everyone else has. Now back to what I was talking about. This option pertains to the pit, which I think is where you go to get some new fuel and repair your car and things like that. I haven't looked at that too much. I know you have to push a button to have it drive to the pit, because there's not a way to navigate to the pit if you can't see. So that's something I haven't played with yet. If I go down...
Traction control, off. Use right thumbstick horizontal inputs to navigate the following text by chapters. On. A traction control system attempts to keep wheels from losing traction by applying correcting braking to the spinning wheel and cutting power when it detects extreme wheel spin. Sport. This mode allows for slightly more slip before applying corrective braking. Off. Disable all traction control.
Alright, you might want this on. Let me actually try this. This might make my experience a little easier.
Sport.
So, I'll go to on.
On. Stability control, off. Use right thumbstick horizontal inputs to navigate the following text by chapters. On. A stability management system attempts to keep the car from spinning out under difficult cornering conditions. Sport. On.
We'll turn that on.
Shifting, manual. Use right thumbstick horizontal, automatic.
Okay, you can change the transmission. Some people recommend that you stick with manual because it lets you have greater control of the speed. I may get there at some point, but for right now I find it too much of a hassle trying to shift.
Manual with clutch.
So you can turn it to manual with clutch, or on
automatic,
or automatic.
Additional assists, pit entry assist / reset to track, context sensitive. Use right thumbstick horizontal inputs to navigate the following text by chapters. During a race, view button can be used to help navigate into the pit lane, or to put the car back on track at any time. Context sensitive.
Right.
Button hold time, 0.8, set how long a duration sensitive button must be held for the input to register. Track limits, off, choose when to display track limits. This marks
that's visual.
The legal edges. Track limits style, ribbon,
visual.
Choose how to display track limits, as evenly spaced
so there's
colored
those.
Markers
now,
or as
let's
a continuous
go to the
ribbon.
Next group of preferences.
Accessibility, visual, world colorblind filter, off.
It's visual.
Use UI colorblind mode, off. UI increased contrast, moving backgrounds, HUD contrast, HUD text scale, menu text size, subtitles.
This is all visual.
Subtitles text, background opacity, screen narrator, on, turn screen narration on or off. Left bumper previous group, right bumper next group, Y button reset to default, B button close.
Okay. You want this turned on. This was on for me by default because when I did my demo of As Dusk Falls, I turned on the option in the Xbox app to have games speak to me, I think is what it's called, or have games read to me. So if you have this on in your account, it should just begin talking when you install it. If not, you can come in here and turn it on.
Screen narrator voice, Microsoft Sierra, choose a voice for screen narration.
Okay, this is where you change your voice. If I go left.
Microsoft David.
Microsoft Sierra.
Microsoft Mark.
And then right. Those are the only voices you have. Now, this does not use Microsoft's Slappy 5. This uses the Windows One Core voices, and It was explained to me that the reason they're doing that is because this app is also compatible with the Xbox, and on the Xbox, that's the only text-to-speech that you have. I would like to use a different voice with this game, but that's probably not going to happen because they're trying to make it cross-platform with the two platforms. So I have chosen
Microsoft Sierra.
This one.
Screen narrator volume, 100. Adjust the volume of screen narration.
You can change the volume.
99.
So if I move left.
97. 84.
Now that's quieter. Let's go back up.
100. Screen narrator speed, 55. Adjust the speed of screen narration.
So you can change the speech rate.
65.
Let's show you what it sounds like cranked up all the way.
100. Screen narrator volume. Screen narrator speed, 100. Adjust the speed of screen narration.
That is very fast. Let's go back to 99. 55.
98.
So I'm going to hold down the left arrow.
Zero.
Oh, that's very slow. Let's not do that.
7. 34. 49. 55.
Here we go.
Screen narrator pitch, 50. Adjust the pitch of screen narrator, 49.
And you can change the pitch.
41. 36.
So, yeah, this is very customizable. That is very cool.
49.
So you can play with these
52,
options
50.
And see what you like.
Read control type, off. Set whether or not to read the type of the focused UI element, such as button, slider, or value selector.
Right. I have this stuff off because I don't need the extra prompting. But
on.
If I turn this on.
Screen narrator pitch, slider, 50. Adjust the pitch
right.
Of read control type, value selector, on. Set whether or not to read list position, value selector, no. Use right thumbstick horizontal input, position only, 2. Position and count, 3 of 3.
So that explains itself. These do have tips that will tell you what they do. But now if I go here and let's go up.
Read control type, 16 of 68, value selector, on, 2 of 2. Set whether or not to read the type of the focused UI element. Read list position, 17 of 68, value selector, position, and count, 3 of 3. Position only, 2.
So now if I go here.
Read control, read list position, 17, value selector, position only, 2. Use right, read group selected, 18, value selector, never, 1. Use right thumbstick as needed, 2. Always, 3.
You can have it read groups, so like if I set it to always.
Read list position, 17, value selector, position only, 2. Use right thumbstick horizontal inputs to navigate the following text by chapters.
So, groups.
No. Do not read numbers.
Let's see if I go back.
Group, driving assists, group 1, additional assists, track limits style. Group, accessibility, group 2, screen narrator, read list position, 17. Read group selected, 18, value selector. Read option selected, 19, value selector, never, 1. Use right thumbstick horizontal inputs to navigate the following text by chapters. Never. Never read the word option before the name of the focused item. As needed. Only read the word option when necessary to separate the focused item from other text, such as when changing a group also selects the first item from that group. Example, group, accessibility, option, screen narrator. Always. Always read the word option before the name of the focused item. Left bumper previous
group.
So we
can go.
As needed. Always, 3.
Like that.
Option, read value selected, option 20, value selector, never, 1. Use right thumbstick horizontal inputs to navigate the following text by chapters. Never. Never read the word value before the name of the current value in a value selector multiple choice control. As needed. Only read the word value when necessary to separate the value name from other text, such as when first moving focus onto the value selector control and the control name is narrated before the current value. Example, subtitles, value off. Always. Always read the word value before the name of the current value in a value selector multiple choice control.
Yeah, this is incredibly customizable, and you can have it be extremely chatty. I don't like that, but I could see this being helpful for people that are trying to get used to it, or perhaps for people that don't understand how text-to-speech works.
Option, read button hints, option 21, value selector, only when different, 3. Use right thumbstick horizontal inputs, when different or idle, 2. Always, 1.
Left so you can bumper do hints.
When different or idle, only when different, option, read button hints delay, option 22, slider, 0, how long to delay between narrating other information and reading button hints. Option, in race activity feed, player joins lobby, option 23, value selector, on, 2, a notification appears in the activity feed when a remote player joins the session.
And then we get to the options that control alerts. Let me go back and reset this.
Option, read control type, option, screen narrator pitch, option, read control type, option 16, value selector, on, 2, set weather or off, 1. Option, read list position, option, no.
No.
Option, read group selected, as needed, never. Option, read option selected, always, as needed, never. Read value selected, never. Use right thumbs, read button hints, only when different, read button hints delay.
Much better.
In race activity feed, player joins lobby, quick chat, any, a notification appears in the activity feed when a player sends a quick chat message.
These are for chats.
Opponent only. Player only. None.
You can set it to player only, opponent only, none, or any.
Any.
So yeah, this is, like I said, this is incredibly customizable. I do wish there was an option in here, and I did suggest that, to turn off the hint for pressing a button to navigate the text by chapters.
Personal best, on, a notification appears in the activity feed when you set a personal best through any key segment of a racetrack. Segment score, on, a notification appears in the activity feed when you exit a track segment, showing your score through that segment. Car level up, on, a notification appears in the activity feed when you earn enough XP to level up your car. XP gained, on, a notification appears in the activity feed when you gain XP, with the amount and reason for the gain.
Right, so you have all this, and that's great. So I don't understand why the car telemetry thing won't read, because I would consider that to be just as critical as this stuff.
Tire and fuel wear, on, a notification appears in the activity feed when fuel use or tire wear reach certain thresholds.
So I would recommend that you keep these all on. You can turn them off if you don't want to be distracted by chatter, but again, it all comes down to how much information you want. I do like that we have that choice.
Race penalties, any. Use right thumbstick horizontal inputs to navigate the following text by chapters. A notification appears in the activity feed when a player receives a time penalty. Note, similar information is also provided audibly by Ricky for your own total time penalties, so narrator users may want to set this to opponents only.
Right, so there's penalties when you're competing. I don't really know how that works because, again, I don't care about the competition mode really, but I think like if you go off the track or you do something else or you crash, I think that can disqualify you from the more competitive things.
Disqualifications, any. Use right audio description, on, audio description dialogue details on screen action for supported cinematic moments.
Yeah, I would definitely keep that on. That is very nice.
Audio description volume, 100.
Change
adjust
the
volume of audio description. Speech to text, off. Transcribe voice chat to on-screen text when you are in an in-game voice chat session. Text to speech, off. Use right thumbstick horizontal inputs to navigate the following text by chapters. During an in-game voice chat session, press right stick button to activate text entry mode. Text will be sent as audio to other people in your in-game voice chat session. Blind driving assists, car-to-car collisions, off. Disabling this turns off car-to-car collisions in single-player events. Collisions with track objects still occur regardless of setting.
I would keep this turned off unless you want a challenge. This basically lets you not crash into cars. Now, in multiplayer, you can crash into people, which is pretty funny. The thing about multiplayer is it is accessible, but you don't necessarily know where the opponent's cars are in relation to you, just the position, and that's only if you can pause the game.
Steering guide on. Use right thumbstick horizontal inputs to navigate the following text by chapters. The steering guide pans the engine and tire audio toward the nearest point on the suggested line. The direction of sound tilt, car-to-car collisions,
shut up.
Off. Disabling this turns off car-to-car
collisions. I'm going to let these next things talk. So if I hit the right stick.
Use right thumbstick horizontal inputs to navigate the following text by chapters.
Shut.
The steering guide off.
Shut up.
On.
Okay.
Left bumper previous group, right bumper next group. Y button reset to default.
Shut up.
B button close. Left stick button audio cue commentary. Right stick button audio cue preview.
Okay, so these next things will help you drive. Let's listen to the commentary for a few of these. If I hit the right stick, that will tell me, or that will give me a preview of the sound. So you hear the car that will pan, and that's just trying to give you a preview of how that sounds. So let me play the commentary, because she does a much better job than I can with my stutter.
The steering guide is one of the most important directional cues, designed to point you towards the suggested racing line, which is the fastest way around the track. It's important to note that the racing line will often take you to the very edge of the asphalt, and sometimes slightly beyond, as it points you to the quickest path through a turn. As you drive away from the line, you will hear the sound of your engine and tires pan left or right. Try to bring the car audio back to the center by making steering adjustments in the correct direction. By default, you should turn towards the sound of the car, as if you were following it around the track. However, if you would rather it feel like you are pulling the car back on track, you can easily flip the panning with the invert steering guide setting.
So that explains that, and it does look like the steering guide works based on the line and not where you are necessarily in relation to the track. I do think that's a little confusing and definitely something that could be changed to where you can have the steering guide tell you when you're getting too close to the track borders. I think that's why I have problems. Because I think I'm getting close to the edges, but I'm actually not tracking the line. And quite honestly, I don't really care that much about the racing line. So it would be nice to be able to toggle this so that the steering guide tells you where you are on the actual track. I think that would be much more helpful and much less confusing. But again, that should be a toggle that people can turn on and have that choice.
Invert steering guide panning, off. Use right thumbstick horizontal input.
The steering guide is one of the most important directional cues.
Designed this to is panning.
Steering, invert steering guide panning, off. Use right thumb, on.
Basically what this does
off.
Is by default, you steer by moving in the same direction that you hear the car panning, but you can reverse it so that you pull the stick in the opposite direction. So kind of like you would play Top Speed 3. I have this off because I like the default behavior generally.
Steering guide look ahead offset 50. The steering guide looks ahead along on the track to give the driver time to react to upcoming turns. Adjusting this value changes how far along the track the system is checking. Higher values give the driver more notice of upcoming turns and more time to react. Note, lower values may result in faster lap times. Experiment with this value to find what works best.
Yeah, so that I think determines how far ahead the steering thing will check and tell you about turns. I may have to play with this because that might make things a little easier too.
Player engine volume, 100. Use right thumbstick horizontal inputs to navigate the following text by chapters. Adjust the volume of the player engine.
That's for sound.
This tire volume.
Tire.
100. Turn navigation on.
Use all right. Right thumbstick Let's horizontal listen to the help.
Inputs to navigate.
As you approach a turn, I'll call out the direction of the turn by saying right or left, followed by a number from 1 to 6, describing the severity of the turn angle. The lower the number, the more severe the angle. Some race circuits feature turns that connect directly to other turns, with little time in between. For instance, if I say right 1 into left 1, that means that those two severe turns connect. So you'd want to get off the gas, then get on the brake, and turn right. But wait to get back on the gas until you've entered and exited that connecting left turn.
Turn navigation dialog announces upcoming turn direction and severity. Turn severity is graded on a scale from 1 to 6 with lower numbers being more severe. Off. On.
And if I preview it.
Left 4 into right 4. Right 1 long. Right hairpin long.
And you can press it multiple times and get different messages.
Left hairpin.
So these are the things that you'll hear to tell you how to turn.
Right 6 into right 2 long. Left 4 into right 4.
I don't totally understand how this works yet, but I guess I might get there.
Turn navigation dialog volume, 100. Adjust the volume of turn navigation dialog.
That's the volume.
Turn cues, on. Use right thumbstick horizontal, off.
Okay, shut up.
On.
So you can have the text-to-speech explain it too, but I'm not going to do that. Let's have her explain it.
Approaching each turn, you will hear these three turn countdown cues, so you know how close you are to the start of the turn. After that third countdown cue, you'll steer into the turn. Immediately after, you should hear the first of three turn gate cues. As you continue through your turn arc and reach the midpoint or apex of the turn, you'll hear the second turn gate cue. Once you hear that third turn gate cue, get back on the throttle and safely exit the turn. For situations where there are a series of connected turns, the turn countdown cues will only play leading up to the first turn. You'll know you've exited the last turn in the series when you hear this higher-pitched version of the turn gate exit cue.
And if I hit the right stick... And that gives you a preview of the things that you'll hear.
Turn cue volume, 100. Turn cue pitch, 50. Adjust the pitch of turn cues.
And change the pitch and volume.
AI takeover cues, on. AI takeover cues notify the driver when the car becomes off, on.
There will be times when I need to take control of the car, like when you're entering or exiting the pits. When that happens, I'll alert you with this sound. When it's time to return control of the car, you'll hear this sound to know you are back in full control.
Right, so there's that.
AI takeover cue pitch. Deceleration cue, on. Deceleration cue look ahead. Track limit cues, on. Track limit cue
And there's
volume.
Some more cues.
Track gear indicator cues, on.
Gears.
Shift down. Wrong way cues, on. Wrong way cues play when the car is facing the wrong direction.
Wrong way.
Time limits, quick chat visibility, 8 seconds. Incoming quick chat visibility, 5 seconds. This determines how long quick chat messages from other players are displayed. Left bumper previous group, right bumper next group, Y button reset to default,
Shut
B
up.
Button close.
That is a look at some of the options in there. If I keep going...
Gameplay and HUD, instrumentation,
it's visual,
mirror,
or,
on, turn the rearview mirror on or off. Audio, sound mixer, master output, 100.
Audio.
Adjust the volume. Basic video, benchmark.
Video.
Use a dynamic optimization. Use right thumbstick horizontal.
We're not going
to
go through
the
rest of this.
Text.
So I'm going
to
hit
benchmark.
B.
Left bumper preview. Confirm save. Save and apply your changes. Save.
I do not want to save.
Select. Revert.
Let's go down to revert.
Home. What's new? Race.
So that's
X button view car. A button. Exit to desktop.
That's pretty much a look at the menus. There is more, but you can experiment with that by yourself. If I went through every single thing, it would take forever. So yeah, that is part one. In part two, I'll try to demo racing a little bit, maybe look at tuning, but I don't really get tuning.
Quitting game. Are you sure you...
Audacity.
And we'll just quit the game for right now. So I hope this is helpful to you guys. I hope you guys enjoy it. And if you have any questions, comments, let me know, and I'll do my best to explain them. Or I'll do my best to help you guys, but I'm not very good at this game either. So, anyway, that's going to do it for part one. Join me again for part two.